Well, I'll tell you what. The National Weather Service and Mother Nature certainly knows how to put a damper on a holiday. The National Weather Service issued some advisories yesterday for strong gusty winds late this afternoon through Friday, and then rain, and then it's pretty horrible is all I've got to say. I don't know. Now, why is that doing that? Something happened here, and I have to figure out what it is. There we go. There, look at this. All these things are all going at once. Let's get rid of all this stuff. Now let's see if he's there. I had a disconnect pad because I had everything else going like crazy. Hey, Pat.
Much better.
I had a whole bunch of stuff lined up on that computer, and I hit the wrong button, and it all started playing at once.
I could hear like every fifth word.
Well, good morning. We've got two towns. Cornwall has postponed their Halloween activities until tomorrow, and Great Barrington and Sheffield, Massachusetts, have postponed their trick or treating activities until on Saturday. Like I said, it didn't help last night when the National Weather Service said that it's going to be extremely windy from this afternoon into tomorrow morning, and possibility of some heavy rain showers.
Yeah, there's also could be a squall line tonight with thunderstorms that could easily produce winds over 50 miles an hour.
Now, what time would that come through?
I would think it's after 8. Definitely somewhere between 8 p.m. and 3 a.m.
All right, so that's going to come late.
Right.
All right, well, that's good news.
Yeah, that, you know, a lot of people will be sleeping when that comes through. So you could wake up tomorrow morning and have a surprise and not have electric. So be careful with that, too, as well.
That's not going to happen to me.
Why is that?
Because I have a generator.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good reason there. And now what happened? Did Mike Cossey bail out because of the World Series last night?
No, he was on. He was on.
Oh, because you called so early.
Well, that's because there was only the World Series game to talk about, not much else.
Right. And your Astros lost, and you were pretty confident that they were, you know, they were going to be hard to beat.
I was confident until after it was a World Series that's never happened before. The visiting team won every game. The home team lost every game in the World Series. That's never happened before.
Well, it's like the weather. Yeah. Look how many things have been happening in the weather that's never happened before. But anyhow, we'll have periods of rain for your trick-or-treat. Sorry about that, folks. In the mid-60s, again, as I said a little bit earlier, this weather is great for vampires because they don't have to worry about the sun. So tonight, rain or windy. And maybe some thunder. 60 will be the low, but that's it, because tomorrow after morning showers it clears, it's windy, we fall through the 50s. Tomorrow night you're in the 20s.
What?
20s.
Wow.
So when you come in tomorrow, when you come in Saturday morning, which you won't be sad. Right, you don't come in Saturday morning, do you?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I come in every morning. I check in every morning.
Well, when you get in Saturday morning, it's going to be in the 20s, and Saturday will be a sunny, brisk day with a high of 50, and partly sunny Sunday, brisk, 50 to 55. It's snowing in Chicago again today. Today, they'll get 1 to 3 inches, and their temperatures will also fall into the 20s tonight. So that is some of the cold air moving our way, but we don't get the snow that is associated with it.
Well, that's good.
Right.
Now, you know, tomorrow is the day where, on November 1st, where we make our snow predictions. So you better look at your maps once, twice, and three times.
Yeah. And you said it's an inch or more, right?
Yeah. An inch or more. It could be around an inch, but it's got to be over a wide area, not just an isolated area. So it's got to be over a very wide area.
Well, don't we need to use, like, Bradley as the official reporting station?
We could use Because it encompasses two different, Bradley and Albany.
Right.
We'll use a combination of both.
Okay, but what if Bradley has nothing and Albany does?
Then
it still counts.
It doesn't. It still counts. Yeah, it still counts.
Okay.
Because Albany would give you most of the New York coverage, and Bradley would give you most of the Massachusetts and the Connecticut coverage. So it all evens out in the end.
Okay. Oh, yep. It all evens out in the end. Okay. So that's a good thing. And that is about it weather-wise. So right now there's nothing severe. So that's a good thing. And I'm looking at the radar right now. Of course, we do have rain over us, but there's a big break in the rain. In fact, there's a break in the rain. If I drew a line from Syracuse to the Poconos, that's the back edge of it. Then there is a break all through Pennsylvania. And then, of course, it starts up again in Ohio southward. So for a while, I would think today you're just going to wind up with some drizzle. And that may be good for trick-or-treaters as long as that stuff in the Ohio Valley doesn't get here until after 6 o'clock. So that's what we're playing with as far as trick-or-treating. Other than that, it's just a soggy day. And I want you to know that I went back and looked at the fall forecast, and I did have rain in the forecast for the last few days of October. So
it's been just but clouds.
Oh, yeah. October's been lousy. My weather station here for the month, right now as I look at it, has measured 5.58 inches of rain for the month of October, which is way above. No, it's like double of what we normally get. And so far we've had about a quarter of an inch overnight, and with at least another half to three quarters of an inch on the way. So I think a lot of us will wind up between a half and 1 inch of rain. So that's a scoop there. There was nothing much happening yesterday. It was a relatively quiet day for me, so that was a good thing. Didn't have any run-ins with clients or anything like that. And everything was kind of smooth. And hopefully today will go the same, but I doubt it, because as that cold front starts moving in, I'm sure there's going to be watches and warnings issued. Not necessarily for us, but for places just to our south. And, of course, you know we're under a wind advisory, right?
Yeah, we're under the wind advisory. That came out yesterday.
Right.
So between the wind advisory and the forecast for the rain, that's why Cornwall put off their trick-or-treating till tomorrow, and Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and Sheffield put it off until Saturday.
Yeah, and I could see why. That's,
Well, the whole thing, we always used to go out in the rain, but if there's thunderstorms, if there's a thunderstorm,
right,
that you don't want to be walking around with kids when thunderstorm, because you're walking under power lines, for God's sakes, and trees.
Yeah, I totally agree. But, you know, someone said to me, I don't understand why they just don't make Halloween the last Saturday of October. And that would really be a smart thing, because it is the weekend, and I think the kids would have a better opportunity to dress up, and they could do their trick-or-treating either during the afternoon or the evening. But when you have school, it's kind of hard. You know, you come home, and they have their books, and then they have to change, and the weather's always chancy. So it would probably be a good idea to make it the last Saturday in October.
Well, you know what? This is I think it's the 8th or 9th anniversary of
the big snowstorm.
40 inches of snow we received, and this area was without power for anywhere the shortest 6 days, and areas like where I lived, completely dark for 11, and the whole state of Connecticut at one point was without power for about 4 hours during that storm. The whole state was blacked out. And guess who was the only radio station that was operating during that whole time in like a 75-mile radius?
It had to be
us.
You.
That's right. Because we had a generator here at the station and at our transmitting sites. And NASCAR Dave came by and got our generator going down below. I remember it well. Almost 40 inches of snow. All the trees sitting in here, hearing the trees coming down around the building.
Now, how old was that? 8 years?
8 or 9 years ago, yeah, October.
Was I your forecast of name?
Yeah.
I was?
Yeah. You've been our forecaster since we've been on the air.
No. You had Mike Solomon.
That was with the other radio station.
Oh, that was with the other radio station.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That was the other radio station.
Isn't that funny? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
8 years ago.
8 years.
2001. 2011.
It's either 8 or 9 years ago. I'm not sure.
Research that.
Yeah. But I remember it was Halloween. It was a Saturday because there was a football game at Housatonic, and that game started around 1 o'clock. It started snowing about 2:30. By the time I left at 3:30 to go to the station, there was already an inch and a half of snow on the ground.
Wow!
I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Isn't it funny? And these are the storms sometimes that, you know, and they're so huge. That creep up and get everybody by surprise.
Yeah. All right. Well, no surprise. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yes, you will. It is Friday.
All right. Happy Halloween, and don't scare the kids.
All right. I'll try not to.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, Moses.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.